Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. I am so excited to have the woman that I have in the studio today with me sitting here. I mean, this is a woman I look up to, I love. I feel like I've raised my family half my life around her. We raised our kids, we are career women, we're entrepreneurs, and I just love her. So I am so excited to introduce LaDale Whaley in the studio. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. First of all, I gotta say this. Even though you're a Toledo native, where did you just get back from living at for years and years and years?
Well, I started off in Memphis, Tennessee for about 5-6 years, I think it was, and then moved to the wonderful world of Disney, Orlando, Florida, where I was there for about 6 years before coming back to the snow.
And how long have you been back in Toledo?
It'll be a year in March.
Okay.
It'll be a year in March.
Okay. So tell us, where were you raised in Toledo?
So I was born and raised on the west side of Toledo, even though my family did linger around the central city area as well. But my parents raised us around Toledo Hospital area.
Were you born in Toledo Hospital?
Actually, no. I was born in Mercy Hospital, which is no longer up and running.
Okay.
But I was born during the blizzard of 78.
Wow.
So,
oh, you're telling your age?
Yes. I was born during the blizzard of 78. So there was a big story with my family behind me having to be taken to the hospital by my uncle's, the number 3 fire station, because my uncle was a firefighter there. So, yeah, a big entrance into the world for me.
That's so great. What elementary schools and junior high schools did you go to here?
So my parents were determined to put me through the best schooling. So I actually went to Emmanuel Baptist Christian School from kindergarten all the way to my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
Yes, I was at the same school for all those years. And really, the only reason I left was because my mom had passed my freshman year. And I decided to help my dad out that I would just go to a public school. And so I transferred to Star High School and finished off high school there. But funny story, I had so many credits when I got to Start that I only had to go for 2 years because I graduated my junior year.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Can we give a shout out to your mother?
Yes, she was a big person. And funny story, my mother's side hustle is now my career.
Wow.
So that's how I got my start.
Wow. So we'll get into your career, but let's talk about where you went to college.
So I went down to Cincinnati, the University of Cincinnati, did a couple months there. Ended up pregnant with my first son, and I got sick, and so my dad made me come home, and had him in April, and I was back in school at Davis College during my in the summertime, and so I finished up at Davis College, got my degree in graphic design, associate degree, moved on to the University of Toledo. Well, before that, I did work at Channel 24 because I did an internship there. And from there, I decided to go and get my bachelor's degree. And so I went into University of Toledo and then started teaching at ITT Tech here.
We remember that school.
So I literally did my, started teaching at ITT Tech and decided I can do more. And so I got my master's degree in education, media design, and technology from Full Sail University online. So it was kind of a unique path that I took, but all of those things have just really helped shape who I am today. So,
and a lot of that was done in Toledo. Look at that.
Yeah, actually, all of my degrees were earned in Toledo, even though Full Sail was in Florida, and I ended up living down the street from there once I moved to Florida.
How ironic, right?
Right.
So tell us what your career is now.
So my career now is interesting. like I tell my children, you have to have multiple streams of income. So that's what I actually do. I am a case manager, but in this case management, I am creating creative masterminds. And I still help some of my clients build their personal and professional development. But the main goal is fostering creativity and mental health and wellness. And so working with a place on Door Street called Trap Nutrition, we focus on your mental health and wellness, trapping you in a healthy mindset. And so my focus is really just being the best part of who we are. And for me, that comes in creativity, that comes in shaping people's ideas, whether it's through business, personal goals, or even family, how we show up. You know, I've always been a very unique person. And so just last year was really rough for me. And I just struggled to get to who I wanted to be. I started off doing that process, but you know, when you decide, you know what, I'm going to do it the way that it needs to be done, sometimes you have to kind of go through that journey. And that's what 2024 was for me. And it really allowed me to reexamine the people that I was connected with. Not that they were bad people, but just the people that I needed to be connected with to get to the place that where I am now. And I believe now I'm able to show up more as who I am authentically and be who I am destined to be. And so that is what I am currently doing back in the city of Toledo. I'm actually getting ready to launch a few initiatives with some great people. So it's kind of great to have a chance to talk with you because, you know, it'll help people see the work that we're getting ready to put out there.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, what's crazy is I know you as the creative maven, which you're not going by anymore. But, you know, you've always been this very artistic, beautiful, and well-educated person who educates others. One of the things that I did want to highlight, because I just think it's so amazing, you were a young mother, right? Yes. And you still went on and pursued your education and did all the things that you needed to do. And then tell us about the thing that you used to do, which was you were a, like, professor or something online, like for colleges, right? Like you were like an online professor, right?
I still am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see yes. What I'm saying? Like,
yes, I am.
I don't even know how you do all this stuff.
Yes, I am a professor still for SNHU. And just coming up when I was in school, yes, I was a young mother. And honestly, I took my boys to school with me.
Wow.
It was fortunate that back then, because Davis was a smaller college, I was able to, you know, in the computer lab, my oldest was very quiet, and as long as he had his toys and he could color, if I was painting or doing anything, he felt like he was doing the same work. So it worked. Mom was an arts major, and so, you know, he was a part of the art project. So
is he very artistic right now? Like,
he's into music, so okay, it's there.
Okay.
But because I did do that with my boys, and I've always made them a part of the journey, it kind of worked for me. I was able to keep going. And, you know, not all mothers are able to do that because some fields just don't allow that. But just being in that creative space, I was able to do that for my children and keep going.
I'm so fascinated by this right now. I didn't even know you did all that, and I knew you all that time.
Yes.
How old are they now?
27 and 23.
Wow. Yeah. So amazing.
Yes.
Well, my dear, you're back in Toledo. So what have you noticed about, like, the things that have changed? Because you were in Florida for, like, what, 5 years or?
Almost 6 years, yeah.
Okay. So what has changed about Toledo? What have you noticed?
A lot has changed. But what I've noticed is all of my peers who we were trying to come up and we were trying to get in good, you know, the good spaces and learn things and become somebody. Now those people are actually in those spaces, and it's time for us to shine. It's time for us to come in and make this place great. And not that Toledo is horrible, but there's so much more we can do. And being in two bigger cities, it helped me see that there's things out there that if we just change the mindsets of how we see things and how we connect with one another, that there would be some great things happening here in Toledo. There are some things trying to take place, but if we all come together, you know, it shouldn't be one thing of, oh, well, you know, she does that and I do it too, and I, you know, I'm competition. No, it's not a competition because, you know, you do things your way, I do things my way. But over these years, we've always come together in the creative space. And if people can just be like that, don't take it as, you know, we're competition, but learn from one another. You know, see how we can help one another because, you know, yes, I'm a graphic designer. I've taught graphic design for 20 years. Well, not, yeah, it's been about 20 years. But at the same time, you know, if we put into people, that's why I don't mind helping people. You know, my idea with this creative mastermind is to help people just establish their ideas, to flourish, to find the best in what they're trying to be. I don't mind doing that. And it does come with the cost. I've learned a lot. I've bumped my head and I've tried things and failed over and over again.
I ain't gonna lie. There are so many businesses you've had me try to start and I could not follow because it was just like, girl.
Yeah, it's a lot. But if we're willing to just do the footwork and try, we can get somewhere. And so.
But I kind of would follow you into the darkness. So, you know, it works. It works. Because look at you. I mean, you're teaching the young minds. You're teaching our future. So I think that's such a beautiful thing. And I'm just so grateful that you came back. Toledo's going to benefit from having you.
I do hope so. I do hope so. People are slowly learning that I'm back. Most people see me and they go, are you back here? I'm like, yes, I'm here.
Well, at least you don't have the problem I have, which is, Monique, do you still live in Toledo? You're always somewhere else. Where are you staying? So, you know, it's really great. So what do you see yourself doing, like, next year? Like, what's your goals for next year?
As in next year, do you mean 2025 or 2026?
2026.
2026. Okay. So in 2025, I'm going to be doing a pilot for my creative. It's called Creative Mind Matters. And so, you know, we always hear minds matter. But when I say mind matters, it's because we're dealing with the things that come with our mind and our creativity. And so what I'm going to be doing is piloting that this year. And by 2026, I want that to be something that is a go-to to foster creative minds and mental health and wellness, not just for our youth and young adults, but for our adults. Because a lot of what I learned was not just because as a child, my mother's side hustle was graphic design. And so as a child, I was folding papers, you know, for the bulletin she made or the program she was making. But because I got out there and I had to just learn things, I was probably the only female graphic designer out in Toledo for a while that had to really go up against challenges of males who got out there who, you know, the Cub Flyer thing was a thing and, you know, everybody was trying to outbid one another. And so that's where I had to find my lane and find what worked for me. And the teaching became a thing. And so while I didn't like school as a child, but I did it because my mom made me do it. At the end of the day, I realized, like, I like helping people. And now I'm realizing that I like helping people so much that I want to make this a full-time thing, that you can earn a living by helping people the way you want to help people. While I was away from Toledo, I was privileged to sit at the table with a bunch of people who made millions with courses online, making them and just sharing their knowledge. As an instructional designer, I learned how to make those courses, but I got to sit amongst people who just took just some random videos they made to show people how to do something. And it started off as, you know, oh, I made $1,000 this month. Oh, I made an extra $1,000 this month, to making millions and now reaching the world. And so I began to sit amongst these people and learn from them. And I realized it's really about helping people reach their best potential. And so that's what I'm bringing back as I come back here. Next year, I don't want it to be a Liddell, are you here? I want it to be a Liddell, when's your next session? So that I can begin to help people. And you don't have to have a business. If you want to start a business, then I can help you figure that out. If you're in business and you just need to get some things straightened out or need to figure out your next thing, I'm here to help you figure that out. If you just want to be a better you and show up better at work, I'm here to help you figure that out. And that's what I want people to see when it comes to me and being able to be there to help Toledo.
Now, I'm going to say this. She's not just talking, guys, because I needed some help. And she came and helped me for real. Like, just helped me at work because I was struggling. And it didn't cost me anything. I don't know what's happening with that part. But it didn't cost me anything for my friend to be there for me. And so this is where her heart is at. And I just think that it's a blessing that she's who she is, because I'm a newly in the nonprofit space person, and I'm struggling a little bit. And to have the support and friendship of somebody like LaDale, it's just a blessing. So I just want to say, like, thank you for even coming here today, because I haven't seen you in a couple of years. So this is like an honor. thank you for real.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.